Back when I was in college in the 1970s, living in a dorm, I usually kept my room pretty neat. Sometimes it fell apart when a big test was imminent, and I never made my bed until I got back to the room after classes, but it never got too bad. Once a week, a maid hired by the university swept the floors, and that day I washed my bedding and tidied up. I heartily wished that once everything was just right, it would stay that way. But entropy begins at home. Like Paul Simon says, everything put together sooner or later falls apart. So little by little, each week, the room came due for another cleaning. Of course, those cleanings involved a lot less effort when I kept up after myself all along. At that same time, the United States was holding a national house cleaning. The air and water quality in the country were horrible, with rivers literally afire and dangerous smog alerts happening ever more frequently in ever more places. Finally, Congress passed and the Nixon administration signed into law the Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act and created the Environmental Protection Agency. Once these mechanisms and the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, also known as Superfund, kicked in, the nation kicked back, breathing a collective sigh of relief. Air and water quality quickly began to respond, though in some places the mess was so big and so deep and so tall that it took a long time and a lot of money to make any serious progress. The Superfund Act was enacted by Congress on December 11, 1980, one of the final acts of a dying liberal majority. And ever since then, we've been partying like a nation of frat boys, maybe thinking in the back of our minds that a maid or house mother somewhere is cleaning up, not taking any responsibility for picking up after ourselves, and certainly not thinking about the dirt under the rug. That sweeping legislation of the 70s did not attend to some serious issues, such as soil erosion, wetland and grassland destruction, and invasive exotic species. Ship ballast continues to pour zebra mussels into the Great Lakes, and the population of the United States has soared from 200 million to 300 million, even as we've been pigging out on ever-increasing amounts of food, costing ever more habitat and increasing the amount of sewage pouring into sewage systems that are growing increasingly outdated and corroded. Some of the giant steps we took in the 70s didn't go far enough. The Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act provided pesticides the same legal protection that the Bill of Rights places on human beings, giving regulators the burden of proof to establish beyond a shadow of a doubt that a particular formulation is harmful, rather than placing that burden on corporations to establish that each formulation is safe before their products can be registered. Now most of our surface and groundwaters are filled with a soupy mixture of pesticides with no funding and no mandate to see what these combinations of pesticides may be doing to us. Keeping up on house repairs is as important as keeping those houses clean. This year, the largest oil spill on Alaska's North Slope ever erupted from a corroded pipe. Last year, we lost a whole city to an ill-conceived and decrepit levee system that decade by decade literally sunk New Orleans below sea level. The nation has been partying, completely ignoring basic home maintenance, and our home is falling apart. Right now, at least north of Louisiana, we're still a bit ahead of where we started on the first Earth Day, but our mess is building, our house is falling apart, and the frat boys are still in charge. I don't know whether the house mother is ever going to put her foot down and demand that we pitch in and clean up our mess, or whether the university will have to shut us down altogether, but it seems high time that we grew up, rolled up our sleeves, and got to work, doesn't it? Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.